This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. The fate of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant was the subject of a meeting at the headquarters of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission today. The plant in Plymouth is scheduled to shut down for good next June, and the owner, Entergy, plans to sell it to a company that says it can decommission and decontaminate the site faster, better, and cheaper. But the deal is not without critics. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman monitored today's meeting in Maryland by phone and joins us now. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Jack.
So, first off, let's start with this. Who exactly would want to buy a used, highly radioactive nuclear power plant?
That would be Holtec International. It's a New Jersey-based firm that builds what are called dry cast storage containers. They're basically 3.5-ton cement and steel sarcophagi, and they're used to hold and store spent nuclear reactor fuel. Now, Holtec wants to buy the Plymouth plant because it comes with a $1 billion decommissioning fund. That's money that ratepayers have been paying into for the last 40-plus years since Pilgrim is generating power. That fund is to be used to safely dismantle Pilgrim and dispose of the radioactive waste. That's what it's supposed to do. Now, Holtec says it can finish the decommissioning job by 2027. That's just 8 years. The NRC gives companies like, Entergy, which currently owns the plant, 60 years to decommission.
Okay, so they're going to decommission it, they say, in 8 years. That sounds pretty ambitious. Do they have any kind of experience doing this sort of thing, taking apart nuclear reactors?
No, Holtec doesn't. But they're going to partner, or says it wants to partner with a Canadian firm that does have experience overseas. And in today's hearing, Holtec and Entergy explained just how that deal would be structured. Basically, Holtec would set up a new company called Holtec Decommissioning International with the Canadian firm. And if and when the NRC approves the deal, then on June 1st next year, the license for Pilgrim would be transferred. Entergy would get to walk away, and the responsibility for decommissioning Pilgrim and the $1 billion trust fund are Holtec's.
Okay, so exactly what was discussed at today's hearing, and do we have any specifics on how Holtec will make good on this deal?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, Jack, which the NRC staff members repeatedly asked of Pamela Cowan. She's going to be the CEO of the new company.
We are committed to the nuclear industry. You know, we've had questions in other venues related to how do we know you're not just going to come in here and take the fund and move on. We have an interest in maintaining our reputation. It would not be in our best interest to come in and do anything less than a stellar job on this.
So Jack, Cowan says she's plans to hire about 300 current Pilgrim plant workers to help with the decommissioning project. She wants to retain the knowledge of how the plant works. That's about half of the current workforce. Plus, there are many subcontractors who would be actually doing the deconstruction and demolition.
Okay, so what did the NRC decide, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and is this planned license transfer good to go?
Well, far from it. The financial and demo details won't be made public until Holtec files a plan next month with the NRC, and then there are months of review.
So this is far from a done deal.
Oh, yeah. No. Senator Markey had a staffer there, Jim Cantwell. He was attending the meeting and questioned, what if the decommissioning money runs out before the job is done? And the NRC says it will only allow the license transfer if there's, quote, a reasonable assurance the company has the financial wherewithal. Cantwell says that's not good enough.
I do appreciate that there can be a reasonable assurance, but what I'm looking for is certainty that there'd be a bond or some other ability to make sure if there are any costs that go beyond the $1 billion and would not in any way fall to the government or to the ratepayers.
Markey wants regular oversight by the NRC, and the NRC says it will get an annual report from Holtec International about how the work is going and how the money is being spent.
What's the reaction from nuclear critics? You know, over the decades, this plant has had a lot of trouble. It's had a lot of emergency shutdowns, and we know that it is just one safety level short of being shut down by the NRC.
Exactly. Well, critics want Pilgrim shut down immediately. They say the spent fuel pool is deteriorating seriously. They also accuse Entergy of failing to institute the required safety upgrades after 9/11 and Fukushima, which had a similar design as Pilgrim. Now, Diane Turkle of Cape Downwinder says Holtec, the company that wants to buy the Pilgrim license, mm-hmm. dropped one of its spent fuel casks at a nuclear power plant in California this summer. The NRC only found out about the accident after a whistleblower told the agency. Turco wants the NRC to nix the license transfer proposal.
Entergy is responsible for the waste and that they should be held accountable until the waste is moving to a federal repository. You know, this is letting Entergy off the hook for the mess that they've made in Plymouth.
Now, Holtec International is asking the NRC for permission to build an interim storage facility in New Mexico for spent fuel. It's going to hold about 10,000 casks filled with radioactive waste from not just Pilgrim, but plants from around the country.
Now, Diane Turco just there, she mentioned a permanent federal nuclear waste repository. What about that?
Well, basically, it's a $9 billion taxpayer hole in the ground in Yucca Mountain in Nevada. After 40 or more years, actually, the government abandoned the project, and there is no permanent solution to storing nuclear waste in the country since it's been produced in the 1950s.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman giving us a recap on the situation at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth. Thanks for the update, Bruce.
You're welcome, Jack.